Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. So, how was your week? I hope that you've been in balance, speaking and thinking positive. I hope that you have been thinking on your talents and gifts, because we all have them. And if you don't know what they are, then just dig and dig some more. I guarantee you will come up with one, if not more, things that you're great at. And we all have to identify our purpose, our why. It's the missing puzzle piece, you know? As we continue to grow and evolve, we must continue to delete the bad stuff and refresh ourselves with the new. But this is hard. It's hard because we love comfort. As I said in a previous episode, we love familiarity, so letting go of the convenience is not the easiest thing to do. We do things to make us happy. We do things that we like to do, things that bring us enjoyment. We love to feel good. So today we will be talking about pleasures. I'm always looking in the dictionary. I have never seen more than about three definitions for a word. But when I looked up the word pleasure, there were eight different definitions. Eight. Now, of course, I'm not going to give you all of them, but they were along the lines of satisfaction from one's liking, sensual gratification, cause of enjoyment, one's desire, worldly or frivolous enjoyment. The definition of pleasure. So I ask, what's your pleasures? What pleasures you? Oftentimes we relate sex to pleasure, and of course, you know, that's one of the definitions, but I also heard a lot of self-behavior. The term guilty pleasures are a thing for a reason, because we know that it may not necessarily be good for us, but yet and still, we do it anyway, because we want enjoyment. And that enjoyment can range from overeating chocolate to enjoyment with someone who we know isn't the proper fit. Enjoyment, happiness, fun. We all like to enjoy ourselves. We all like to have fun. But a wise man once told me that fun is only supposed to last for so long. Even Disney World closes. The rides aren't going 24/7. We sometimes get caught up in the fun. We want that, you know, that feeling of pleasure to last. And this is how drug addicts are created. They chase the pleasure. They want to recreate their version of their fun over and over until they look up and years have passed by. Chasing a good time. When you are chasing something, you are going at a pretty fast speed. And when you are moving that fast, you are bound to miss the warning signs. We aren't looking for them anyway. In this mode, we are only looking for self-satisfaction. It doesn't matter who we are giving ourselves away to, as long as we are pleasing ourselves. And speaking of that, guilty pleasures. Listen, we have got to start or continue to practice self-control, self-discipline. This is why fasting was so important in the Bible. We have to deny our flesh, because if not, fun, pleasure will take over. They used food because, of course, you know, we can use food now. Everyone loves food, you know. They denied themselves the food for X amount of times, building up their self-discipline, building up their self-control. And this is what we may do, you know, even if it's not with food, something that we love, that we know that we can, you know, restrict ourselves from a bit. Let's try it. Just self-control, self-discipline. We are doing mental and internal exercises this way. We can't keep saying yes to everything and everybody. And speaking of bodies, we can't keep giving ourselves away to anyone. We know and recognize energy at this point. And so we should just know that being intimate with someone is delicate. Men and women, we have got to be careful. Everyone that we, you know, everyone that we meet has baggage. Most of it we can't even see. So we have to be extra careful when it comes to laying with someone. That energy, those bad attitudes, the temper, just the negativity, we can't see any of that. So we must not lose and transfer energy with someone because we want to chase pleasures. But there's a reason why we chase these pleasures. You're not just an overindulgent, thrill-seeking, selfish individual. No. These urges are strong for a reason. We've talked about this before, but we must cover our access points. Of course, energy travels. So when we see something or someone who looks desirable, of course, sight is an access point. Sometimes that crave, you know, that crave, it turns into more. If we want, just say if we want a bag of chips, and we can't get them right now, as soon as we're able to get that bag of chips, we're going to take advantage of that. And that's the same thing with our pleasures, you know. Sometimes we just feed into it, literally, you know, even with food. But the urge for these guilty pleasures are because we spend too much time and energy on it. We start thinking on it, and then we're going to start to want it, and we're not going to stop until we get it. So we just spend too much time and energy on it. Of course, we can't control what we see, but we can control how we respond to what we see. We can't control what we hear, but we can, you know, control what we, how we respond to what we hear. It's just about the reaction to whatever action we incur. But the guilty pleasures, we spend too much time on it, knowing we can be making better decisions, but it's about the thrill of being bad. Life stresses us out. People irritate us. Things aren't going the way we planned. Of course, I know all about it. So when we do happen to find pleasure, it can seem like a stress reliever. This is how affairs last so long. Stress reliever. People get tangled up. They really think the grass is greener on the other side until you spend more than 2 hours with that person, more than a meetup, and you realize that other than lust, y'all have nothing in common. You now find out that they aren't even who you wanted them to be. You know, but being caught up in the spiral of desires, now we know no one is perfect. We all know this. No one is perfect, but we all have guilty pleasures, including myself. But we have to know when to reel it on in, when to go on and just put a lid on things, because none of us can afford for our pleasures to get out of hand. None of us can. Now, it's, you know, if it's something simple like sleeping in on a Saturday, binge watching, you know, an episode or something, small tweaks in your schedule can fix that. But if it's more complex, if it's, you know, turning into a weakness, hey, if it's affecting your life and health, then that needs to be addressed. Because if you're weak in an area and you don't heal from it, you can go downhill fast. And, you know, if you need a gauge on the severity of pleasure, you know, on the guilty pleasure, if you need to know how bad off you think you are, just think of the response of others. Think of the reaction of your favorite people if, you know, if they were told about your urges. And there's your answer, you know? It's just something, if it's just something that they shrug their shoulders about, you know, just brush it off, and, you know, we're just being dramatic, and I apologize, you know, for even talking about this. But if mouths will fly open in shock, then it's time, my friend, to bring it on in. As always, I'm talking to myself first and last. And no, I'm not telling you any of my guilty urges, because why? You didn't tell me yours, and I'm not telling you mine. But we all have things that we, you know, we need to get rid of. And if you think that you don't, then you, my friend, definitely need to dig. My husband has been telling me the same thing over and over for years, and I never understood it. He thought I was an idiot. I thought I was right. Like, I was so right in my head that I was just dismissive, like, to the point I just wasn't even hearing it. For years to pass by, and I finally understand now what he was talking about. I feel just terrible, you know. My mom told me years ago, just when I was a kid, probably like 7 or 8, she would tell me that I had plenty of book sense, but I had no common sense. And it always tickled me, because I sit back now as an adult and think about, what did I do to her in that moment? What did I do to her in that moment? She would tell me that. And so I reflect on it, you know, from time to time. Although we may have been a certain way for most of our lives, doesn't mean that we can't change. We must be willing, that's all. Must be willing to change for the betterment of you. No one knows our deepest secrets. No one knows our pain. No one knows, you know, but us. So these tweaks that we are making in our lives are only increasing us as a person, that's all. And with all things, it's just one step at a time. Don't try and delete every bad thing you can think of. You know, we're just taking it one step at a time. We just have to move. We just have to move. We can't stay in the same place. We can't remain the same person we were 3 years ago. And although we may have, you know, a pleasure or 10 that we need to get rid of, it's okay. The fact that you acknowledge it is a step. It's a huge step, you know. As we focus on finding our talents and our gifts, keep taking steps to deny the flesh. We can't keep agreeing. We can't keep doing things that don't add value to our lives. We must start fasting, you know, from food or whatever we need to do to just get our self-discipline up, you know? Be intentional. Just be intentional with everything, with the love and energy that you give yourself and to others. And speaking on energy and love, it's time to call the Creator. Now, normally I would lead prayer, but God told me to allow you to do it this week. After all, you know your life better than I. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds of silence, 30 seconds of silence to allow your, you know, you to lead yourself in prayer, verbally or mentally. 30 seconds, 30 seconds start now. Good people, I hope that you really seriously had a conversation, because that's all it is. I promise you, the coolest person you'll ever meet, seriously, and you will meet him one day. Good people, that was different. It was different, but I was shocked, me too, you know. But the beauty of being obedient is doing what you are told. God rewards those who listen, and he's so good that he still blesses those that don't. You know, that's something. God is great. Speaking of being great, that's the homework. Just be great. Be positive about life. Dig for those gifts and be mindful of those guilty pleasures. We have got this. We got this, though. Don't worry. One step at a time. Of course, it'll be just fine. I'm a rapper when I want to be. Anyhow. Positive vibrations upon you. Rate and like the show, good people. Love y'all lots. And for those Southerners, be careful out here. There's a storm coming. No, that's it's a hurricane coming our way, seriously. And y'all just heard the Mississippi. Anyhow, love y'all, good people. Until next time.